There is something happening in Wyoming that is wreaking havoc on some of the residents. In today's episode, I'm going to share several accounts of strange creature encounters. And make sure you stick around for the second story, as we have a special guest narrator. But before we get into the stories, did you know that 61% of Dread subscribers prefer the taste of Coca-Cola over Pepsi? So grab your favorite drink, hit that subscribe button, because I release strange encounters every single day. This story takes place in August 2006. I was sitting on my porch late one night in August, after a long day at work. I work as a manager at Walmart, and I had just gotten home from my shift. I was sitting on my porch, enjoying the quiet night, when I heard this strange noise coming from the direction of the woods. It sounded like something was running through the woods, but it was too dark to see anything. I got up to investigate, and as I walked towards the woods, the noise got louder and more distinct. It sounded like someone was running and crying at the same time. I called out to whoever it was, but there was no answer. I decided to run back to the house and grab my flashlight, and when I came back, the noise had stopped. I shone my flashlight into the woods, but there was nothing there. I couldn't see anything or anyone, so I called out again, but there was still no answer. I decided to go back inside and forget about it, but I couldn't shake the feeling that something was wrong. The next day I went to work as usual. I couldn't stop thinking about the noise that I heard in the woods. I was so distracted that my boss had to yell at me to get my attention. After work, I went home and decided to take another look into the woods. This time, I saw something that I couldn't believe. There was a deer carcass that was completely shredded, like something had mauled it and torn it apart. I was standing there thinking, could this have been whatever I heard in the woods last night? So I decided to go back inside and I called the police. The police came and they investigated, but they couldn't find anything other than the deer carcass. They said it looked like an animal that had killed a deer, but they couldn't be sure. I knew that there was something out there. I just didn't know what to do or how I could prove it. When I went to bed that night, I lied there awake for hours trying to figure out, what in the hell was that noise? And why was that deer so mangled? I couldn't forget about what I had seen. That image of the deer carcass just kept coming back to me, and I knew that there was something out in the woods. I finally fell asleep, but I was awoken by a noise outside. It was around 2 a.m. I looked out the window and I saw something running through the woods. Again, it was just too dark to see, but I knew it was the same thing that I heard the night before. I ran outside with my flashlight, but this time I also grabbed the .38 that I keep in a safe under my bed. The way that that deer was shredded, I knew whatever or whoever did that, I'll need more than a flashlight. I cautiously walked towards the woods, but whatever it was gone. I couldn't see anything or anyone. I stood there for a good 10 minutes shining the flashlight all through the edge of the woods, and I didn't hear a thing. I turned back around to go to the house, and when I'm just about ready to walk up the steps to my deck, I hear this brush moving behind me. And before I could even turn around, I hear this really low growling noise coming from the woods. And the brush is still moving, and out appears these yellow eyes and this massive head of a wolf or some type of dog. I pointed my flashlight and my .38 in that direction while I was walking up the steps to my deck sideways. I wasn't taking my eyes off this thing. I took a shot at it, but I must have missed because it didn't make a sound. It retracted back into the woods and sounded like 1,000 sticks breaking off as it took off. As you can imagine, I'm having a massive adrenaline dump at this point, and I need to sit down and catch my breath to process what in the hell just happened. I sit down on my deck and think to myself, what is this thing? A wolf? A coyote? Maybe even a bear? I live in the North Woods of Wyoming, so we do have bears. But this was something different. Those yellow eyes, that just doesn't make sense. I decided to call the police and report what had happened. They said it was probably a bear, but they never came back to follow up. They probably didn't follow up because they were here the night before. I never saw that thing again, but I always wondered what it was. There's one thing that's for sure, I added a few more guns to my collection after that night.
Things have been turning strange in this part of Wyoming. I'm not sure what's going on, but there's definitely something weird happening around here. It all started a few weeks ago when I caught a glimpse of something that looked like a giant, furry human walking through the woods that back up to my house. I know that sounds crazy, and I even wondered about the reality of it myself. I definitely doubted what I saw, but I chalked it up to just being tired from work. But then, I started seeing the creature more and more. Fleeting glimpses of it, movements that I had never seen in those woods before caught my eye. It was always in the same general area near my house, so I started to think that maybe, just maybe, this thing was real. So one night, I decided to go out and try to get a closer look at whatever it was. I brought my camera with me and hid in some bushes near where I had seen it previously. I tried to match being out there the same time of day, too, but that was a bit hard because the time frame varied a bit from about 9:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. So I hunkered down at around 9 p.m. one night and waited. The night was a bit cold. I started to think I had lost my mind for doing this, but soon, after about an hour or so, I started to hear rustling noises, and sure enough, the creature showed up again. But things did not go as I had hoped they would. As soon as the creature saw me, it stopped in its tracks, spun around, and took off running in the opposite direction. I snapped my camera fast, but I was shaking from the sight of it, and I know I didn't get a good shot. I shook my legs, got up, and tried to follow it since I knew I didn't get the picture I wanted, but I lost sight of it pretty quickly. Now my woods back up to other houses, and because I didn't want to be caught trespassing or labeled a creep, I gave up the search. And that was the last time I saw the creature. But I am convinced that there is something out there, and whatever it is definitely not a human. I guess I will never know for sure, but whatever it is, I'll be keeping an eye out for it in the future. But I haven't seen any signs of it since that day. Who knows? Maybe one day I will get a picture, or even be able to get close enough to see it more clearly. Stranger things have happened. I've shown the blurry pictures I got to a few people, but no one seems to know what it is either. And to be honest, most people can't even see anything at all in the photos that look like the thing I described to them. But there is one thing that I'm really worried about, that I can't get out of my mind. What was it doing there in the first place?
This next story takes place in 1975. I grew up in a farm in Wyoming, surrounded by dense trees and vegetation. When I was little, we played outside on the farm and in the trees. But all that changed in the fall of 1975. We were surrounded by cornfields getting ready for harvest. The corn stood 6 or 7 feet tall, and you could literally get lost in it. We sometimes did when we played hide and seek with my cousins. My brother and I had horses, and we loved to go riding. We would explore the woods and the cornfields. That day, we took the horses down a farm road, around this grove of trees, and got ready to race once we hit the corner. My brother was only 10 years old, so I kept a good eye on him, but he could handle a horse pretty well. We got 2 posts away from the corner, and the horses just cut loose. But as we went to turn, they stopped dead mid-lope, then suddenly reared up, knocking us both off. I still hung on to the reins and quickly got up to help my little brother. He grabbed his horse as it was backing away, throwing its head. Mine was acting the same way. I struggled to get my brother up on his horse and keeping control of mine as it was turning in circles. When I was trying to get the horse to calm down, that's when I saw it. All I said was, "Get on your horse," and I threw my little brother onto his saddle. He started crying, terrified. I let that horse go, and it shot back off to the farm like a racehorse out of the gate. Luckily, he was able to hold on, and he made it back to the barn safely. I struggled to get on mine, as I couldn't take my eyes off this thing at the edge of the woods. It was huge, and it was hiding behind a cedar tree. I couldn't really see its eyes, but I knew it was watching me. I finally got on my horse, absolutely terrified. I let my horse go and she shot off towards home. Dad was already coming out of the house as my little brother was screaming, "There's something in the woods! There's something in the woods!" We were kids and we were freaking out as kids do. My little brother was clinging to my dad. The horses were all worked up, still wide-eyed and trying to get away. Dad told us to take them to the barn until they calmed down. We ran back as my dad is coming out with the shotgun and he says, "Show me where it's at." Being kids and under the impression that my dad was invincible, we did as we were told. I was terrified of the thought of going back there. My little brother stayed with my mom. I went with my dad in the truck where we saw it, but of course, gone. Nothing. My dad and my older brother went to investigate behind the tree. Now, as I'm looking at my dad and my brother investigate around this tree, my dad was 6'2", and this tree must have been about 10 feet tall. That damn thing had to be at least 8 or 9 feet. They came back and told me it was my imagination, but I swear to God, it was real and it was there. The next day, a couple neighbor kids and I, armed with shovels and axes, searched those trees for that thing that terrified us. We went to the tree and the heavy leaf cover was all messed up and I saw scratches on the tree. Dad said it was just them searching there and I didn't argue. My dad was never a liar. He passed away in 2018. And sometime after he died, my mom told my brother and I a story that we couldn't believe. After we had seen what that creature was, a few weeks later, my dad came home from playing cards with some friends and neighbors down at the VFW. He parked in the garage, which wasn't connected to the house, and as he was walking across the yard, he heard something that he's never heard. It was this low, growling sounds that were getting closer and closer. It stopped him dead in his tracks. As he looked around, he felt like this thing was mocking him. It was making sounds, but he couldn't tell in which direction. He told my mom he felt a darkness and fear like he had never felt before. He didn't want to scare us kids any more than we already were, but my dad was scared, and he told my mom, "Don't let those kids go into the woods." He kept the shotgun out that night and he never did that. We weren't allowed into those woods, and that's hard to do when the farm is surrounded by them. I do remember one night that fall, the horses were crying and running around in the pen, and my dad went out with a shotgun, but I don't know what happened. My brother and I never rode those horses again near that tree. There was something there, I swear on that. Thanks for listening. I never told this story to anyone. I was just too scared to tell anybody.